Welcome to the UniConnect podcast. We're here to keep you connected to all things university. Hello and welcome to the UniConnect podcast. Today I'm going to be chatting with Luke Jones, teacher of GCSE Maths and Travel and Tourism here at Leeds City College. We're going to be talking about all of the opportunities and choices that Luke's made to bring him up to this point of now being a teacher here at the college. Please stay tuned to listen to the episode, and as always, if you have any questions, feel free to follow us at our UniConnect Instagram page, UniConnect_GHWY. Thank you. Hi, I'm here with Luke today. Luke is a teacher in the Travel and Tourism department and he also teaches maths. Hi, Luke.
Hi, Charlotte.
So today we're going to have a chat about kind of what you did straight after school and all the different kind of careers that you've been through to get to where you are now, which is a teacher here with us at Leeds City College. So to start off with, can I ask you about what you did at school and kind of why you made those subject choices?
Yeah, of course. So I went to school back in Doncaster, the Armed Forces Academy. I studied GCSE, studied sports science, music and geography, and then went to go and do my A-levels at the same school. So the subjects that I chose were maths, chemistry, and then the BTEC sports science double award.
Great. So why did you decide to pick those subjects at A-level?
My first choice was maths. I was quite good at it. I liked the problem solving side of things. So I thought that was a good choice for me to go down. Chemistry I had a little bit of interest in, and I thought a science might be a good one to go down as well. And at the time as well, I was a teenage lad, so sport was one of my favourite subjects, and thought, yeah, sport is a great option for me to go down. And it was coursework as well, the BTEC sports science, so I thought it would be good to get an exam subject in there with my A-levels, and then also go down the coursework route as well with BTEC sport.
Great, so after your A-levels, what did you decide to do?
So after I finished my A-levels, I knew I wanted to go to university. That was something, I was the first in my family to go. I was really excited by what I wanted to do. I had this idea that I wanted to be a PE teacher. I know I wanted to teach, that was definitely a route, and again, sport was a really good subject. I applied to go to university at a few different ones. Applied to go to Leeds Beckett, that was my first choice. I was Leeds Met at the time. I didn't get in, so I was really gutted at that point, but it actually worked out all right. I got into my second choice, which was York St John University, and I just had the best time. Went to do PE and sports coaching. I went to loads of open days, met loads of people there. Fortunately as well, a close friend at my sixth form went to York St John, so I did have somebody I knew going to the same university. About 4 months in, I kind of had this decision that maybe sports coaching, PE teaching wasn't the right path for me. So I was a bit, what do I do? And had a chat with my mum and had a chat with my friends, and I had a chat with people at university as well about what I could do. And fortunately, someone suggested, well, I might be able to transfer and change courses. So I had a look at some options and had a bit of a think about what else I could do whilst I'm there. And business kind of caught my attention. I've never studied the topic before. I never studied it at A-level or GCSE, but it did have a bit of an interest for me, especially when I were thinking in the long term, in the future. So I had a chat with the tutors at York St John, business management. And I was thinking finance, because I was good at maths and that was a topic that I did like and enjoyed, and thought that might be a stronger suit if I've never studied business before. So I had a chat and they were like, yeah, we will happily take you on in the September the next year. So that was really good for me. I was able to transfer and leave sport that first year and then start fresh the following September. I had to be a fresher again, so I was a fresher twice. And then continued to do 3 years studying business management and finance at York St John.
So obviously you decided to change your degree subject 4 months in. How did you feel having to make that decision to change?
It was really scary, I would say, at first, definitely. Because I, the whole previous year, my second year, and year 12 as well, at sixth form, I had in my head that I was going to be a PE teacher. So when I got to university and I was doing the course was great, don't get me wrong. But I just felt that that wasn't right for me. So it was quite scary thinking this, what do I do? At one point I was thinking, shall I just quit university? And I know I didn't want to do that because I'd built myself up to go in. So it was quite hard, but I had a good chat with my family, and you know, they were like, look, don't give in, give it a couple more weeks, see how you get on. Unfortunately, because I worked as a student ambassador as well at the time, someone from university said, oh, have you thought about maybe looking at another course, because that might be an option. So at that point then, that's when I thought, well, maybe this is something else that I could go down. So yeah, it was really scary. It was really scary. And actually making that decision was hard. I remember sending the email to both my current course leader and to the new business course leader, and that was kind of like a big decision. But it also encouraged someone else in my course to transfer courses as well onto the same course as me. So it was a scary time, I would say, but I think the right decision.
Yeah, I think you know kind of your gut instinct whether you're enjoying something or not, yeah. Don't you? And sometimes you just got to go for it and make the change.
Yeah, definitely. If you just got to go for it. I know I wouldn't have enjoyed carrying on, I don't think, for the rest of the 2 years doing the same course.
Yeah. How did you find moving away to go to uni? How was that experience?
So I actually went to a summer school back in year, at the end of year 11, so after my GCSEs, and I went to Leeds Beckett, believe it or not, for a week. And I left my family, left my home. I was by myself, so I didn't know anybody. So I had that experience in year 11, staying in a halls, meeting loads of new people. I think that experience for me kind of definitely made me realise this would be great. I'd love to go to university. I've always been a little bit more independent than, you know, a lot of other people, especially my family. So I was ready to try that independency and those learn and develop those independent skills. So I think, yeah, I was ready to go to university. I think I'd been in my hometown, Doncaster. I think I'd been there long enough. I was ready to try out and explore different places. It was hard to leave friends and family, but it was really exciting as well at the same time.
So what did you do after you finished university?
So as soon as I finished university, I went to work full time at David Lloyd Leisure. So prior to all of this, whilst I was at university, I worked part-time in a bar, Slug and Lettuce in York by the River. A great job, loved working behind a bar. It was a great experience for me. Fortunately, managed to get promoted to duty manager whilst I was there as well. It was a great experience for me. Loved hospitality, and York was a great tourist attraction place. So lots of people coming in and out, which was great. Towards the middle of my second year in business, I then decided to quit, focus a little bit more on my studies. Coming up towards the end of that, I applied for a job at David Lloyd Leisure in York as a receptionist and a swimming teacher. So the two job roles kind of came at the same time, and I was a qualified swimming teacher as well. So I managed to get that job. So in my final year at university, I worked part-time there. And then towards the end of my time, when I was coming towards the end of my degree, my final year, fortunately, again, because of my hospitality experience working at Slug and Lettuce, the general manager, David Lloyd, said, look, would you like to be a food and beverage supervisor for our site, for the David Lloyd in York? So that was around May time, I think it was, when I just finished my degree. I then got promoted to work full-time at David Lloyd as a food and beverage supervisor. I had to, though, unfortunately, stop my swimming teaching, which was a bit gutting because that was a really great job that I enjoyed.
Fab. So working at David Lloyd, obviously you said you had experience in hospitality. So I guess, is that something you'd planned to do, or did this just kind of end up happening?
Yeah, I think this is one of those that just kind of ended up happening. Again, if we go back when I was in sixth form, I had a part-time job working behind a bar for the Doncaster Rugby Club. And again, that was something that I really enjoyed and I loved. So having that experience probably then helped me get the job in York. And I suppose I've just developed those skills as I've gone on at university. The business degree helped me understand business a lot more. So I was able to work around what people wanted and how the business operated. So that helped me be a bit more efficient in my job role. And then once I got the job at David Lloyd as well, David Lloyd is a very high standard club. So you had to have those high standard skills. And I had to learn very quickly about the needs of the customers. But it's something that I definitely didn't plan. It was just happened, and it was a route I kind of just jumped on board with and went with, because I loved it at the time. It was a really great job.
Great. So what happened next? What did you do after you worked at David Lloyd's?
So worked at David Lloyd full time from May 2016, I think it was. Were there for another about 10 months. After that, I got a job working for Thomas Cook, again at the time, who were no longer in operation, as an overseas resort representative, so it was a holiday rep. I remember during my time working at David Lloyd, I was going through thinking, right, what can I do next? What can I do with my degree? Thinking about what I enjoyed, what I liked, and I really enjoyed working as a student ambassador at York St John. So I was thinking student recruitment or something along those lines. So I can remember going for interviews at universities and just looking to see what they could do and trying to get in. But unfortunately, I wasn't getting anywhere. So it became a bit disheartening thinking I'm not going to be able to get into what I now realise maybe that I wanted to do. And then I saw a job pop up for Thomas Cook and I thought, well, I need to look at other options. You know, I like the idea of maybe going travelling, but in a bit more of a secure setting. So I thought, let's give it a go, let's give it a try. Applied for the job, went to an assessment centre, and fortunately got offered the job that same day, which was really exciting. You know, telling my mum, I'm gonna go work abroad. So it was then, yeah, so then that kind of hit in. Think, wow, okay, we're gonna do this, we're gonna go and work abroad for a bit. That happened in March 2017. Great experience, got to go do me training in Portugal for a week, so that was really good. And then went to go and work for a season in Mallorca, which was such an exciting job role. It was so people focused. It was so different to any other job role that I've ever done. And the bonus of working in the summer was always a great thing.
So you ended up working for Thomas Cook, which is something you never planned on doing.
Yeah. But
you said it was a great experience.
Definitely.
And then after that, you ended up in Leeds. So can you tell us a bit more about kind of what brought you to Leeds and then how you eventually ended up training to be a teacher?
Yeah, so after my time working, I left Thomas Cook. Like I say, it was a great season, great job role. Felt my time, and I knew I wanted to get into education. Started applying for a lot of different job roles in education. I remember at the time I was applying for jobs, getting rejected again, getting a bit disheartened. I can remember having three different job interviews that week, and that Friday afternoon, getting accepted for all three job offers, which was really exciting. I was a bit shocked, to be fair, because I'd been rejected so many times. So it was one working in London, one working in Doncaster, one working in Leeds, and the one at Leeds was Leeds City College, believe it or not. So it was working for the apprenticeship recruitment team, and I was really interested in that role in particular because I've never learned that much about apprenticeships before. It was a role that I thought I could learn a lot from. So, you know, after deciding that weekend, speaking to my friends, family, made the decision to accept the offer at Leeds City College, which I, without a doubt, do not regret at all. I worked for the apprenticeship recruitment team at that point then, learning a lot on the job again, a lot of different admin side to things that I'd not done before, working with students. It was learner focused, the job role, which was great. I was constantly helping learners find apprenticeships. You know, we were interviewing them, making sure that they were ready for the right job, learning and talking as well with employers, finding out what they wanted. That was a great experience. I absolutely loved, and I learned a lot from that job role. And it kind of then helped me realize that teaching is still a passion after being with learners again, realizing that, yeah, I want to help you guys out, thinking maybe teaching is a different route that I could go down. So I started having a look at PGCEs. About a year into that job role, I started having a look, what can I do? Can I get onto a PGCE? Can I start looking at this? And I can remember having my appraisal with my manager saying, look, I'm maybe interested in going down the teaching route. I'm thinking that might be a great path for me to go down. And my my line manager at the time kind of got wind of this and shared an office with the head of Department for Travel, Food and Drink and said, we've got a member of staff here who's really interested in teaching. He's a, you know, he's great at what he does. And I know you're looking for a travel and tourism teaching post. So fortunately for me, it was maybe the right person at the right time who got wind of what I wanted to do. So had a bit of an informal chat with the head of Travel, Food and Drink, who's Donna Feeney. She had a chat with me, said, you worked abroad. What was it like and what can you bring maybe? Why do you want to get into teaching? We had a bit of a chat and kind of from there had an interview and they would put me through my qualification to do a teaching, the level 5 teaching apprenticeship, which again is a path that I didn't know about and kind of just fell into. Had an interview for it around February, I think it was about 2019, and fortunately, yeah, again got offered a position as a teacher of travel and tourism. Again, which was just so not where I thought I was going to go down. It was an exciting time for me. And again, I was able to do my teacher training and go down that route from there.
So you've been on a really like long journey to get to teaching, but you've done loads of things that you've really enjoyed. And I think it sounds like every decision you've made throughout, you've always been thinking about what you enjoy and what you're good at, and you're obviously really good at working with people and you enjoy working with people.
Yeah, definitely.
What is your number one tip for anyone listening who is sat there right now thinking, I just don't know what I want to do? What would you say?
Okay, I think from my own experience, I definitely say be patient, and maybe just know that what you're doing right now might not be where you end up in the future.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Luke.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the podcast today. Luke's provided us with some really good tips there. Stay patient. It can take a while sometimes for things to fall into place and for us to figure out what we want to do. But if we're doing things that we enjoy and that make us happy, that's always going to result in something good. Thank you and stay tuned for another episode of the Progression series coming out soon.